Good morning, everybody. So we're up to Kuf Mem Hei, which is, of course, Tehillah LeDavid, or as it's sometimes referred to as Ashrei. God willing, the plan over the next month or so is to study a pasuk of Tehillah LeDavid every single day. So before we do that, we have to give an introduction. The Gemara Masechta Brachos and Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells us the name of Amar Blazar, Amar Bavina. Kala Omer Tehillah LeDavid b'chol yom. Notice it refers to it by the beginning of Tehillah LeDavid without the two psukim that we use as an introduction. Ashrei Yoshev V'Yisachar Yilu Chasala. Or as we conclude in Kof Mem Dalet, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shadonai Lohav. When David HaMelech was reflecting, as we spoke about yesterday, of the wonderful young people in the Jewish nation, how they're so special and such a source of pride for us. So then we start with Tehillah LeDavid. So why Tehillah LeDavid three times a day? And Muvtach Lo Shuv Ben Olam Haba, it sounds like it's a pretty big deal. My time. And the Gemara says, Ilei Mishum De'asya Be'alav Beis, if you'll tell me that it's alphabetical, Neima Shrei Tmimei Darech, why not say Mizmor Kuf Yates, which is an eightfold acrostic, De'asya Be'timnaya Apin. Ela Mishum De'isbe Posea Chesedecha. So say, because it has a very special pasuk, and then Hashem takes care of the daily needs for sustenance of all of creation. So name a halal hagadol. What about Mizmor Kuf Lamed Hei, Dechsev Bei, Nosein Lechem Bechol Basar, Ki Liolam Chazdel. So that's not the only pasuk in Tehillim, which talks about how Hashem sustains all of creation. Osein lechem l'chol basar, for all flesh. Ki li'olam chasdo. Why is that any different than posei chesedecha mazbeil l'chol charatzon? So the Gemara says, Ela mishum de'iz beitarte. It has these two virtues. It's alphabetical, that's a virtue, and in addition to that, it reflects on the fact that Hashem is taking care of all beings. So the Maharsha, commenting on this Gemara, says, you know, these two, the Isbe Tarte, they reflect really two different aspects of divine sustenance. And he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. Obviously, Poseach Chesedecha Masbil Achol Chayratzon is about Hashem taking care of humanity and all of creation, possibly. So that's sustenance in the physical sense, Mazon Haguf, and the Aleph through Taf of Ashrei, as we'll see, there's no Nun. Is a reflection of spiritual sustenance. A mazon hanefesh, it's related to the Torah, shenisna b'chav beis osios. Okay, that is the comment of the Maharsha. So, thinking along similar lines, I always thought about it a little bit differently. De'is beitarte, so I think the posea ches yadecha is quite clear, that it relates to the fact that Hashem is imminent, that Hashem is very much of this world. This is what we call anvisanuso shalmakom. Hashem takes care of people. Ve'ohev ger laseis lo lechem v'simla. Yaakov Avinu, this week's parsha, is running away, and he just asks for, lechem lechol uveged lobosh. Hashem is always not just abstract or ethereal, but very much imminent and present, and a sustaining force in terms of, you know, everybody in this world. But at the same time, Hashem has a different manifestation, which is a manifestation of transcendence. And from Aleph to Taf, we choose, you know, representative aspects of Him. But the truth is that Mi Yimal Al Gvuras Hashem Yashmia Kol Tilaso. And but the Aleph through Taf dimension is that we give this Shevach to Hashem. Aramim Chalo Hayam Elech B'chol Yom Avrachaka. Dor l'dor yishabach masacha, hadar kavod hodecha, v'zuzna resacha, yomeru, this sense of divine transcendence, that there's no way that we could even begin to possibly articulate all of that which makes Hashem so far above the yawning chasm between us and our Creator. And I think that's actually the sense of Mishum de'is beitarte, right? It would appear to be an utter contradiction, something which is so great, so far beyond this world, you know, that's what we call Gdulaso Shalmakom, Aleph through Taf, everything that we describe about Hashem. And yet at the same time, it's Poseach HaSadecha, Mazbi'el Chol HaRatzon, that he's able to sustain the entire world. It's the marriage of Gdula Social Makom and Anvisanu Social Makom. As the Makom, as Gemara in Masechta Megillah famously says, Makom Shatamotze Gdula Social Matamotze Anvisanu, so that they're inseparable from each other. God is at once Shochenad Marom Vekadosh Shemo, right? He's so far above the entire world, and at the same time, Poseach Hasadecho Masbiel Lechol Chai Ratzon. And he's intimately involved and caring, and Enakadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Tchar Kol Birya, not just sustaining us in the physical sense, though that would be enough, but making sure that everybody is receiving their just rewards in this world. That's really the remarkable dialectic that we have in terms of the way that we can relate to Hashem, transcendent and immanent, Gdulaso, and Anvesanuso, and Ashrei has all of these elements. So Kol Omer Tila LaDavid. If you reflect on this idea that Hashem is completely transcendent on the one hand, and on the other hand, totally imminent and accessible, and Karov Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikruv emes, which we also talk about that. We'll talk about the different psukim in Ashrei that highlight the different dimensions. It actually appears to be a turning point somewhere in the Mizmor. So if you think about it from that standpoint, it really is a remarkable phenomenon, and muftach lo, shu ben olam haba, that it sets a person on the right path in terms of thinking about God in a correct way, and especially for the Rambam, who has a naturalistic understanding of Olam Haba, that the idea that we achieve in this world becomes the Nehenin Miziv HaShchina of the next world. It's how we can appreciate God in the next world. So if we're thinking about God in correct theological and dogmatic terms, then that enables us to appreciate Olam Haba. Just one final thought. This is raised by many of the commentaries, the Tshuva of the Rivash, where he discusses this point. It's interesting, we say it twice during Shacharis and once at Mincha. We don't say it during Maariv at all. One of the directions that's explored is the linking between Ashrei and the Seder HaKedusha. So we say Ashrei in Pesukei Dezimra before we say the Amidah, and we say the Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. So we say Ashrei before we have Uva Letzion, we have Siddur the Kedusha there. Again, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We have Ashrei before Mincha, where we have the Kedusha as well. There's no Kedusha in Maariv, so there's no Ashrei. So I think that actually makes a great deal of sense in terms of the final Pasuk of Ashrei. Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho Yolam Va'ed. That's actually the last line. We add in, V'anachnu Varechya, V'yatav Yad Olam Hallelujah. But really, V'yivarecho basar, Shem Kodesho Yolam Va'ed, that all of humanity will praise His sacred name forever and ever. So it would make sense in that case to put Ashrei directly before the Kedushas that we recite. So God willing, looking forward to studying Ashrei together over the course of the next month or so, 22 days of Tehillim. Be well.